Now that House members and senators have passed legislation to add a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program, the real work begins. Two widely different approaches for overhauling the health program for 41 million elderly and disabled Americans have to be merged into one. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
Earlier this year, it appeared unlikely that the Republican Congress could do what it did this week, pass legislation to add a $400 billion drug benefit to Medicare. But the 76-21 vote in the Senate and the 216-215 vote in the House confounded analysts who said the deep philosophical chasm on health care between Republicans and Democrats couldn't be bridged. On the other hand, passing the bills is only half the battle, some say the easier half. There are similarities in the bills. Both measures have drug benefits that would be delivered by private plans and pay about a third of the average senior's drug bills. And both call for creation of new private managed care plans that would offer broader benefits than Medicare's traditional government-run program. But the differences are heartfelt. Senate Democrats insisted that the government provide a drug benefit in areas where private plans don't show up, something Republicans say could lead to a government-run system. House Republicans, meanwhile, call for a competitive bidding model for health plans Democrats say would lead to a privatization of Medicare. Going into what promises to be a difficult and possibly lengthy process, combatants are starting out with the politeness of expert fencers. Republican House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Thomas went out of his way during floor debate to praise Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy, even though House rules prevented Thomas from calling Kennedy by name.
Just let me say that a senior senator who has been a leader in health care debate for a number of years, frankly, needs to be commended, because without his courageous step forward, I don't believe the Senate would have moved as quickly or as rapidly as they have to a conclusion on their legislation.
And in a meeting with reporters in his Capitol office later that night, Kennedy returned the compliment.
I know he's a person of strong convictions and views, but I do think he wants to get legislation, and we'll try and do everything we can to, obviously, to preserve the formulation of the Senate.
In other words, Kennedy doesn't plan on making many concessions. Whether that politeness continues or translates into an agreement won't be known for several more weeks. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.